darkness shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen. Today we celebrate Epiphany. The Feast of the Epiphany is January 6th, so we're celebrating it today. And it's this feast day that ends our Christmastide, our 12 days of Christmas, so you may now take down your Christmas tree. Unless, of course, you're a purist and leave it up until Candlemas, but only if the tree is artificial, I hope. Now every year we tell the story of the Magi who travel from the east to bring gifts to the Christ child. And before we get to the story about these three wise guys, I just want to mention that you might have seen me go back and get a different book. And that's because about 2 years ago I started including the longer version of the story from Matthew. I included the part about Herod and his response and the killing of the innocents. And the reason I do that, this has nothing to do with the sermon, the reason I do that is because so many people, when we talk about remembering the Holy Family who fled, who were refugees in Egypt, so many people say they were not refugees, they went for the census. That's because they're only reading the Gospel of Luke, and they're not reading this part. This part is often left out. It's really important to remember that the Holy Family were refugees themselves and were received by the Egyptians. Well, back to this. Now, we don't know a lot about these guys. Matthew is the only gospel account of the story and never tells us how many there were. But since, in fact, we have four in there. I've got six at home. But since Matthew mentions three gifts, later tradition came to identify three kings, which is kind of interesting because nothing in Scripture says that they're royalty either. And in the late 6th century Armenian infancy gospel, the Magi are even given names, Melkon or Melchior, Baltasar, and Gaspar. I'm sure you all knew that, but just in case. But just as we don't really know the names of the people who wrote the Gospels, we also don't know the names of these folks. So every year I kind of like to give them other names. So how about this year we call them Alvin, Simon, and Theodore? Sorry. Anyway. Now, it took them a long way time to get there, too, but most of these folks have their sages in their mangers. Now, perhaps they made a few stops for a mocha caramel latte and a smoke break or something, but even if they were a bit late and brought really weird gifts to the young child, each year we like to tell the story of their visit. Warning, there may be noises. Hopefully there's noises. Like now would be really good. Thank you. Follow the star to the Christ child. We encountered King Herod. He had a great deal of earthly power and pretended to be a person of faith, wanting to worship Christ. Yet what he truly wanted was to snuff out the light that had come into the world. The truth is, fire blankets, like those with great power, can be used to snuff out what provides warmth and hope to the world. Yet they can also be protectors of the vulnerable, putting out the dangerous fires ignited in our midst. Use your power as children of God to be the ladder. That is why Jesus was born to you and to us, and his fire will never be put out. Wow, that's really important. Thank you, Grace Sage. So, as I was saying, I really do. A fire blanket, a tea diffuser, and a racer's baton. These magi have certainly given us something to think about, haven't they? And perhaps they know that we are entering into a very difficult year. 2024 is a presidential election year, which will exacerbate the steep divides in our country. January 6th, sadly, has become known not for the feast of the Epiphany, but for terrible violence, death, white nationalism, and threats to harm public officials. There will likely be more of the same. There's already been 5 mass shootings this year, one of them, again, in a school with children. We have a migrant crisis here, people fleeing persecution, as did our Holy Family from the wrath of Herod. Wars continue in Ukraine and in the Middle East. And yet it was not into a world of light that Christ came, but to a people who walked in darkness. Those sages followed his star, encountering the evil of Herod along the way. The Christ child was laid in a feeding trough for animals, not a soft cradle in the warmth of a palace. The fire blanket reminds us to always be wise about how we act in the world. Fire provides warmth and light, but can also destroy. We are called to be a safe refuge from that which harms, to protect the vulnerable, to put out the fires of hatred, bitterness, deceit, and violence, and to comfort the afflicted. We are also called to offer the warmth of God's love and grace to those who sit in the cold of darkness and despair. And despite those who would act otherwise, attempting to put out the fire of life in children of God, we know too that the Holy Spirit burns deep within each of us, and no earthly ruler can ever snuff it out. The tea infuser reminds us that we are not perfect people. Thank God. We have our good and our bad within. But like the water that flows through it, the light of Christ will shine through our brokenness, through our imperfections, allowing us to seep goodness, love, and grace into the world. And the baton reminds us that the gift we receive at Christmas isn't meant to be stored away in boxes like our ornaments. It is meant to be passed on to others. As St. Paul once noted, we are meant to run the race that is set before us. We are meant to be the agents of Christ's transformative love throughout the world. The wise folks brought Jesus symbols of who he was: gold for a king, incense for a deity, myrrh for a sacrifice. Today they bring symbols of who we are as followers of that Christ child. And just as that night so long ago changed everything, letting all the world know that God's love is stronger than hate, light will always overcome darkness, and that death is defeated forever by life, by our lives lived in him, the angels continue to rejoice in heaven as he is reborn in each of us at Christmas. And every day we open our hearts to him. So with all that in mind, as I do each year, I offer this quote by Michael Dougherty. When the carols have been stilled, when the star-topped tree is taken down, when family and friends are gone home, when we are back to our schedules, the work of Christmas begins. To welcome the refugee, to heal a broken planet, to feed the hungry, to build bridges of trust, not walls of fear, to share our gifts, to seek justice and peace for all people, to bring Christ's light to the world. May we, like the Magi, be willing to follow where God leads us, trusting that there is always another path to take that will lead us out of darkness into his light. May we know that we need no star, only an open heart, to see the God who yearns to love us, wants so much to be in relationship with us. And most especially, that once we receive the gift of Christmas, the Christ child in our hearts, that we do the work of Christmas and share that light with the world. Because it is we, not the Magi, who are now meant to reveal Christ to a world who hunger for God's love. Christmas isn't over. It's only just begun. Amen.